This is HPR episode 2336 entitled, Liverpool Make First 2017 Show 2, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Cusack at Tony H1212, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a short series of interviews done at the Liverpool Make First 2017.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hughes with the second of a series of interviews that I conducted at Liverpool Make Fest on the 24th of June this year. Enjoy the interviews, thanks. Hello, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio, still at Liverpool Maker Fest 2017, and I've got with me...
Jimmy Ingman from Warrington Fab Lab.
Hello, Jimmy. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what you're doing here today and what you've got on display?
Yeah, we're here today just to promote our facility. We're based in Warrington. We're a fab lab, open engineering workshop, specialising in digital fabrication. We're here to show off some of the projects we've got, some of the courses we're running for local people, and just bring enthusiasts to our establishment.
Do you have a website that people can access if they want to have a look a bit more?
Yes, we're straight at Warrington Fab Lab. It's got information on all the courses, it's got information on all the facilities, the tooling, the 3D printing, laser cutting, CNC routers, it's got it all on there.
Cool, it sounds like you've got an awful lot of stuff.
We're pretty well equipped, yeah.
So what are some of the things you've got on display this morning?
So as far as display goes, we've got three practical 3D prints going, which includes a 9-inch Eiffel Tower, which should be printing throughout the day, which would be really interesting on the Raise 3D. We've got a couple of our projects from our engineering residence, which is Graham Brown. He's producing a three-wheeled aerocycle working with Bentley. We've got a prosthetic hand, which has recently been on BBC News Northwest for two local families with the charity Reach. And we've got some commercial projects looking at casing, as well as some of the 3D printed stuff that local youth groups have done with us.
Sounds really exciting, some of the stuff you're doing. Do you take any of this in Reach into schools?
We're actually based in school, so my role is Fab Lab Manager and Head of Engineering at Beaumont Collegiate Academy in Warrington.
Oh, right. Oh, that's really exciting.
So we're based there. We're open on a Thursday afternoon 3 till 8 and a Saturday 9:30 till 4. Students are often in on the Thursday taking advantage of the kit and the equipment, and the big draw at the moment has been the 3D printed fidget spinners.
Really good. Well, thank you very much for explaining a little bit about what you do.
No problem. You're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Lovely. Thanks. Hello, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio, and I'm with...
Patrick Fanner, running Main Invaders, but from Does Liverpool.
Oh, right. Could you explain a little bit about what it is, then?
It is a full-size Nerf range.
And what is that when it's at home?
So it's foot-square targets that are light-up and reactive, so if you hit them with Nerf foam or foam darts... Then they register the score and appear to explode the sprite, and then give you a new one. So that's then built into this 3 meter by 3 meter black gazebo. So it's more like a physical incarnation of a computer game. So 30 seconds to try and shoot as many of the targets as possible and get as high a score as possible.
Just to explain to the listeners who can't see this, we've got a load of blocks that look a bit like Minecraft blocks.
Yep.
And some of them have got LEDs and things like that on that create the sprites. And I suppose that's what you need to hit, is it?
Yeah, so we've got 15 targets, all 9x9 pixel RGB LED arrays. So low enough resolution that you can really see the kind of pixely aspect to it, And yeah, very blocky, very Minecraft. So we've got some blank blocks in there with just vinyl stickers on to be able to support them and get them off the floor. But yeah, full colour resolution, which is a little bit odd. You've got lower resolution than early computer games, but many, many more colours.
So where did the idea for this come from?
I'm banned from Nerf guns in the house. and I needed a nice R&D project. It's one of the larger DUS projects, which we're driving specifically, but lots of other people in DUS involved in terms of construction. So all the boxes are all laser cut MDF and ply, and even the light baffles to give us the nice square pixels are all grey board, all off the laser cutter to then be able to produce. Manufactured PCBs, built them in DUS, put them all together. Lines of people around the workshop being able to put bits together and get this all sorted for its first outing.
Yeah, you mentioned DUS, and I'm taking that's DUS Liverpool.
Yeah.
So do you want to say a little bit about them?
Yeah, so DUS Liverpool is the makerspace in the centre of Liverpool on Hanover Street. It's open 9:30 to 5:30 Monday to Friday. So it does hot desking, mixture of freelancers and permanent deskers and then the workshop next door. So laser cutters and 3D printers and soldering stations and vinyl cutters and heat benders and a CNC bit that somebody's building and yeah, all sorts of stuff. Machine that's connected to the internet.
A coffee machine that's connected to the internet.
Yeah.
So you can order your coffee before you get there and it'll be ready for you when you arrive, will it?
No, nothing useful like that. But you can see how much coffee there is from anywhere in the world.
Okay. So young people who want to go along to DUS Liverpool, do they have to be accompanied by an adult?
We don't have a strict age limit on the workshop. There's over 16s are available to come on their own. Under 16, then we do ask for supervision from an adult, but there really is no lower age limit. We've had kids as young as 2 really like coming and brushing up, so yeah, that works too.
So as long as an under 16 is accompanied by someone that's responsible for them, they can arrive.
Yes, I think they're allowed to help them if they're building something as well. It's not like they have to stand
obviously,
there.
Yeah. So would you like to tell us what your website is?
So doesliverpool.com. Or this particular event, Made Invaders, would be at Made Invaders on Twitter. But they all link across the page.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.